This is very straightforward. I'm not happy. I'm not happy with the fact that I've been inundated with calls, and some of them on landlines because they're not able to use the phones. Where people are frustrated, you know, simple things like people trying to text for school pickups getting lost, and businesses who rely on mobile phone technology just going through that frustration. So I'm not happy that it's got to the stage where over a quarter of the infrastructural upgrade is still not completed. This is 3.5 years after three took over O2. And while there is a €300 million investment nationally, I'm certainly not happy that there's still people in places from Ardrath to Fannet, Remelton, Gweedore, Letterkenny, who are finding very, very poor service. It's just simply unacceptable.
And have the company given you any indication as to when and if they will upgrade these masts?
Well, the indication I've got, which in fact I do welcome the fact that they have got back to me, but what they have done is they've put down on paper exactly what my constituents have been telling me and put down on paper the geographical areas that are affected. They do say that there is a plan in place, which is welcome, but people live in the present tense, you know, even a week, a fortnight, that's difficult for them to get through if you're working in business, if you're working in sales. So what I'm saying to three here today is there is a need here. 3.5 years later, where you still have 28%, over a quarter of the area not upgraded, they really have to focus on the county. So I'll ensure that I will voice the concerns of the constituents who are really, really unhappy, and to ensure that they get the service that they're paying for. And in some instances, people have got they have got money back, have got refunds. Others haven't. So there's an inconsistency there as well. So this is about service. People pay premium prices for mobile phone services, and they should get the service that they pay for.